Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave night, which is the night where the first Imam, the Commander of the Faithful, and the fourth Caliph of the Muslims, Ali ibn Abi Talib, was struck in the state of prostration while he was praying in the Mosque of Kufa, which eventually led to the martyrdom and the demise of the Imam. The character of Imam Ali alayhi salam is something which is attested to by all Muslims, not only the followers of the school of the family of the Prophet alayhi salam. All of the various Islamic sects in the Islamic world attest to his virtue, his superiority, and his grandeur, and also to the great loss that occurred when he was killed and he was martyred. Even non-Muslims also attest to this. His enemies, his friends, all of them attest to his superiority and his grandeur. One of the great characteristics of Imam Ali was his knowledge. In a hadith, we read the following. Imam Ali himself said the following regarding himself. He said, "I am fused with a hidden knowledge, such that were I to disclose it, you would be shaking like ropes hanging from a bucket in a deep well." You know, Imam Ali's knowledge was great. His bravery in the battlefield and in his defense of Islam and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something which everybody attests to and has been narrated in hadith related both from in sources of the Shia sources as well as Sunni sources as well. And one of the characteristics of the Imam is the great oppression that was meted out to him, and the great injustices that he faced after the demise of the Holy Prophet. In a very beautiful tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "I have been oppressed ever since the Holy Prophet passed away." And in another similar tradition, the Imam said, "No person has faced what I have faced." The Imam said, "I used to think that the ruler oppresses the people, but now the people oppress the ruler." So these are things which have been narrated from Imam Ali regarding himself. And the greatest service that we can do for, or the help that we can, you know, do for Imam Ali and to kind of cancel out, what was, you know, committed against him, is for us to follow his advice that he gave to us, and to listen to his suggestions and his advice that he gave to us as his followers. Imam Ali is reported to have said, "Verily, I do not encourage you to perform any act of obedience without performing it myself first, nor do I prohibit you from any sin without first refraining from it myself." Right? What a great leader we had, and what a great loss we incurred in these grave nights. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Ali and the oppression that he faced after the death of the Prophet in his own words. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد